The central axis of the space station, with its docking arms extended, was now slowly swimming toward them. Unlike the structure from which it sprang, it was not rotating. Or rather, it was running in reverse at a rate which exactly countered the station's own spin. Thus, a visiting spacecraft could be coupled to it for the transfer of personnel or cargo without being whirled disastrously around. With the softest of thuds, ship and station made contact. There were metallic, scratching noises from outside, then the brief hissing of air as pressures equalized. A few seconds later, the airlock door opened, and a man wearing the light, close-fitting slacks and short-sleeved shirt, which was almost the uniform of space station personnel, came into the cabin.